No, I don't believe you can recover the, you know, you can receive, but you can't recover the transmit sections on VHF and UHF, so it's kind of weird. This guy, I got a bunch of stuff from, everything was Japanese domestic market. It's kind of annoying, really. And I don't know why he did that, but, you know, some things, you know, receivers, it doesn't really matter that much. And, but, you know, on the transmit equipment, he had one 2730, I think it was, an ICOM 2730, which is just a solid, you know, dual bander. And I checked that. That's Japanese best market. Well, that's almost worthless, you know. That's an FM rig. That won't work in the FM portion of the band. But my buddy Steve had a 2730, a U.S. market one, that he was just, all he was using it for is a node for his All-Star. And because it's got a connector on it where you can connect up all the stuff, you know, push to talk and CLR and all that stuff. And he goes, I can use it because I can run my node down in the 430s like, you know, everybody does anyhow. And he goes, and that'll free up my American market one for put back in my car. And I said, well, there you go. So that one found a home. But I got, look up a Yaesu FT. Is it 857? No, 957. I think it's a 957. That's a cute little mobile. Got one of those that'd be going on the block as well. That's a pretty cool radio. But anywho, don't mean to cut Anthony out there. But when I know better, I'll get a list out.